This is Mile High.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, coming to you from an altitude of 5,288 feet. And one, I want to thank you for being a listener and subscriber to the Mile High Podcast, wherever way you are listening this to this through, whether it be iTunes or Stitcher or Facebook or YouTube or one of the many channels that this comes out on. And we also want to encourage you to please hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Lastly, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that the Mile High Chiropractic Movement Weekend is coming up August 16th to 19th. It's just about roughly 60 days out. So grab your seats at www.milehighchiro.org. We look forward to seeing you there. Today, I'm very thrilled to be having on the podcast Steve Weber from Zingit Solutions, which is a company that we use in our office, and we are going to be highlighting at Mile High. Their services and technologies are amazingly helping us with efficiency and communication. Welcome to the podcast, Steve Weber.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're grateful to have you here, and we're grateful to have you coming out at Mile High, and we're grateful to have you contributing to our office through Zingit, because it's really made a huge impact, and our team has been very happy with it. So now you're the founder of Zingit. Just give people just a first introduction of why you went to this communication area with chiropractic.
Yeah, it's a great question. I get to ask it a lot. You know, how did Zingit start, or you know, how did it come about? And really, it starts for me personally, having been in three different roles in corporate America for 23 years. And you know, like a lot of people, what I discovered was corporate America really was about profit. And it wasn't about helping people, and it wasn't about relationships. And so when I left corporate America, I really wanted to do something different. And it did start with my chiropractor, because she was the first person who ever tried our product. And what we did was we wanted to bring a product to market that would take what was already being done and make it a whole lot better. And it just so happened that, like I said, my chiropractor, Dr. Lisa in Libertyville, Illinois, was the first one to try it. She loves it. The patients loved it. And fast forward almost 8 years now, we've got thousands of clients in North America, both in the U.S. and Canada, using the system to improve their patient communication.
And see, that's what I'd like to focus the communication on, the conversation on today, improve patient communication. Because I've been in practice 21 years, which I actually almost cringe when I say it. That's how old I am and how long I've been practicing. But I've been practicing 21 years. So I actually practiced before I used, you know, without email in my office, you know, and without a web page, you know, right, at some point. So there's a lot that's happened in technology in two decades, and a lot of our communication strategies in my office were built on a non-technology platform, because that's what we initially started with, and we had to learn, grow, and transition as technology changed. And I'm sure you meet a lot of chiropractors that that's the case for, in terms of having to transition, and you see great things in terms of how they more effectively communicate. Even just with us, people we call 20 times and like we send one text through Zingit and they respond, you know, like, so things right, like that are amazing. So what are some of the things that people do with this communication platform?
Yeah. I mean, let's start with the transition, right? So, yeah, you know, doctors tell me, well, we'd prefer to call them. And you know what? I'd prefer to talk to people live as well. The challenge is they just don't answer the phone anymore. So as you said it, you can call till, you know, the cows come home, and you're just not going to talk to the people. So what we do is we help doctors to start with the fact that we want to build a better relationship with our patients. We want to build a more personal, committed relationship. And if you think about it, who's the person you text with most?
The people that you're close to, your family. Family and friends.
Friends and family members, right? So we start with that, and we want to help you build engagement. Engagement really is that higher level of commitment, and it's really a conversation. So offices will use Zing It to have conversations with their patients. Now, how do I apply that, right? So now that's probably the next question is, you know, the folks that are listening, the doctors that are on the line, they're like, okay, all that makes sense, but what really can it do for my practice, right? That's the question. So it starts with the simple things, right? So we have the most advanced technology for delivering text messages. There's actually three different ways to send text messages. Most people don't know that, but that's what we do at Zing It. We're experts in that area. So we use the best technology. We have smart integration with your practice management system. So we handle the data really well and make it easy. But then at the front desk, that's where the impact starts to happen. So you have 100% delivery of your appointment reminders. That's because of the better technology, right? And I know that there's doctors that are listening to this that have used a solution that was built into their software, and they've been frustrated. You know, don't go blame your software. It's not their fault. It's the technology. You have to pick and use the right technology. Now, when they're at the front desk, they can reschedule missed appointments. They can remind patients to book their next appointment. And when I talk to doctors and I get up in front of them, I like to use an acronym. And the acronym is SPEAR, right? So you're like, okay, well, what does SPEAR have to do with anything? Well, even in email, in any type of communication, what you see is people want to engage. So they want to get you to reply back. So a SPEAR is for an acronym for short, personal, expecting a reply, right? So when you talk to friends and family members, you don't say, hey, this is Dr. Daniel Knowles. Please reply back to me. Here's my phone number. You say, hey, it's Dr. Danny. How are you? Right?
Right. Totally.
So you need to start with that and understand that it's really about having those real-time personal conversations. So now that I've got my front desk working, And that's when I see doctors and they're like, yeah, we love Zing It. And the CAs are there and they're like, it's great. We love sending our zings, which I heard that the other day. And I was like, what's a zing? But we love that kind of feedback. But then the doctor comes right behind and he goes, you know what? I think I could be doing more. So how do I do more with mobile? And so that's when you step in and you say, all right, well, are you keeping your patients engaged in the practice? So are you doing recalls? You know, so are you checking on patients that have kind of slipped through the cracks and haven't been in the office in a while? You can do those type of reactivations through mobile. You can also automatically have video and picture birthday cards delivered, right? So you record a short video with your team. Your patients then get that on their actual birthday, right? Now, Dr. Danny, you've gotten a text on your birthday, right?
Yep.
Well, did you at least reply back and say thank you?
Yep.
Well, of course, right? Somebody sends you a personal message, at least you can do is reply thank you. When that patient replies back, if they haven't been in a while, that's a great opportunity for you to engage with them, which can ultimately lead to a reactivated patient, right? So you got to engage with the patients. And so, you know, we talk about getting better schedule adherence and productivity at the front desk. We talked about retaining patients, but really where a practice can impact the growth and the people that they can help is by getting more patients into the practice. So how do I use mobile to both attract and convert more patients into care? And, you know, you start talking about that. What do you think? Are your listeners going to want to hear more?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because the engagement is important, and people are engaging via text. They're not engaging via voice. I know how I feel when I get a voicemail. I don't even want to listen. I don't even want to listen to it, you know? And so this is vital, because if you want to reactivate people, keep them engaged, this is how people are communicating these days.
Yeah, I mean, the statistics show that over half of adults don't even listen to voicemails.
Right.
So now, man, that blows my mind. I'm calling, they're not answering. I'm leaving voicemails, they're not even listening to that.
Right.
So you got to transition. So if we're going to try and get more patients under care, then we've got, if they reach out to us through a website or a web form, we want to engage immediately in a conversation. You can do that with Zing It. You can link it directly to your website. Now, once I get them booked for that initial appointment, I want to make sure I create the best first impression. I want to make sure I deliver content. And you can do that by delivering videos and messages. Like if you send out a text when somebody books their first appointment, a welcome text, a video from the doctor introducing and letting them know what to expect, a Google Maps link that they can click on to get to the office the first time. Now that patient's coming in and they're really excited. They've already seen your face. They've already heard your voice. And they're like, wow, they sent me a Google link right to my phone. That's cool. So they're going in already feeling like, wow, this is really a doctor that I can trust and believe in. And then in between that day one and before your report of findings, you know, you can deliver a patient success story, a testimonial that they can get. You know, so the content that you could deliver through the care plan process will help you convert more patients into care.
That's awesome. And there's a lot of other features that they're in there. You know, obviously reducing no-shows and missed appointments and keeping people on track is important business-wise. It's also super important clinically, but there's reactivation, reminders, birthday cards and surveys. And I think I'm scratching the surface. I think there's more than that that people can do. So what are some key things that people may not realize they can do with Zing It?
Well, you know, one of the things is when you have that conversation link going, you want to leverage that, right? So when we want to attract more new patients into our office, you know, studies show that 92% of people do online research before choosing a vendor, right? 74% say they won't choose a vendor with a poor reputation. So it used to be that years ago, people thought that to be their website. But now when people search online, you're going to see a local map. If you're using Chrome, it's going to be the Google map, right? And on there are going to be your Google reviews. Usually one of the top organic search results is going to be Yelp, right? So I haven't met too many doctors that are big fans of online reviews, but the reality is we have to know that our patients are looking at those and we want to get more reviews out there. And you can do that through mobile, right? If I'm doing that through email, what do you think your open rate is on emails that you send?
I would love to know the difference of open rate email versus text. I'm sure the open rate on text is extremely higher.
Yeah. So it's 5X, right? Okay. So if you're doing great, well, let's just use Pew Research, right? Notable research firm. And they did a study about 3 or 4 years ago. And it said for a doctor to a patient, the open rate's typically about 22%.
Okay. Now, and that's 4 years ago, which I guarantee it's gone down.
Yeah, it's not going up. Right. So a typical open rate for text is 94% within seconds.
Wow.
So, you know, if you want to take that, okay, maybe it's 4X, but if we assume that our open rates are now down at 15%, it's 5 or 6X. So that's the kind of impact you can have. So now if I'm wanting to build reviews, then, and I'm doing that through mobile, then I'm going to get 5X, right? 5X the impact. And what's important to note about building reviews through mobile is it's not the same as doing it through a computer. They have to do it through an app. So you want to have a system that allows you to build those through an app right on their phone, so it's one click easy. So, you know, those type of things. You can also do surveys. A lot of doctors tell me they want to get feedback, you know. And so getting surveys of patients and having them give you feedback through mobile can be really helpful in improving your practice.
Wow. Excellent. And again, our biggest thing is our in our office, our team using Zing It telling us that, wow, people that have called over and over for months now send me respond by text, and they never respond for months. So the value of that is huge in terms of a practice when a person integrates mobile technology and communication. So, and I understand there's also broadcast alerts and mobile websites that you can do. It sounds like there's a tremendous amount of things that we haven't even gotten to use yet.
Yeah, typically when I talk to folks that use our platform, you know, it's that same story I mentioned in the beginning. The CAs are there. We love it. It's working great. And then the doctor slips in behind and goes, "There, I know there's a bunch more I can use." And so it's kind of that, you know, if you go back to your collegiate days, it's kind of that 100 level class, the 200 level class. And now, right. you know, you're taking mobile communications 301. So now you're in the 300 level class. And so now at that point, I'm really leveraging content. I'm recording videos. I'm turning them into mobile web pages, and I'm delivering those through text with the highest possible read rate.
Awesome. That's amazing. And so what are some, I'm sure you've seen some amazing success stories.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one that we try and promote the most is when a doctor comes back to us and says, you know, I sat down day one of using the system. We reached out to reactivate 5 patients. I saw 3 of them the next day. My staff has been calling those same people for 3 months.
Right.
You know, so there's a couple camps, right? With our system, the CAs love it. And the doctors, they're not doing the job of the CA, right? So mm-hmm. they've got their business hat on and they're going, well, you know, this service isn't free. So how do I get my return on investment? And really where I typically go is right there to reactivations, because most doctors, you know, they can put a value on a reactivated patient.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially if you're reaching out with them in a technology that they have not heard from you before. Or even like, as you said, you could see, you can do it by video. Now, with a mobile page. Now, here's the other thing about that. How does this then end up multiplying growth? Because it's got to end up showing up that way.
Yeah, so initially you're going to see efficiencies at the front desk, right? So one of the things that I heard from a doctor that really resonated with me, and for some of the groups that we work with, that, you know, a large percentage of their offices are now using Zingit. You know, if you think about your office's productivity, you've got patients that are committed to improving their health, that are in care and they're in your office. Your staff is there. Think about it. Is your staff then in front of those patients picking up and answering the phone of patients that are rescheduling appointments? Right. Is your staff calling people that are missing appointments? So, you know, you got this whole group, this tribe of committed patients, and your staff is ignoring the people in front of them to take care of those 10% that, you know, aren't compliant with your recommendations. And so when you think about that, that doesn't align right, right? So with Zingit at the front desk, you're going to be focused and present with your patients, and then you take care of those reschedules and reactivations through text, but you're giving your all and you're present with those patients when you're in the office. So that's something that I hear a lot, and I really want to convey that, because that's so congruent with what we're trying to do.
Well, and another thing about that is, in terms of efficiency, is you integrate with many different EHRs. I know you integrate with ours, with Platinum, which was huge for us, because, again, another area of efficiency in E is for our team, so they can focus on other areas. What EHRs do people then do you integrate with?
Yeah, so we currently integrate with 70 EHRs.
Wow.
So having been in the chiropractic space now for 7 years, you name it, we've probably got an integration with it. So we know that it really comes down to the top 4 or 5, and we've got hundreds of clients using those. I was just on the phone with Platinum today. You know, we're an official partner with Platinum. We just saw an announcement come across of EasyBiz promoting our official partnership. And of course, you know, the big players we're integrated with. And, you know, what I encourage people to do, and it's funny because I love it. We have offices that use Zingit, and then they get a new practice management software, and they're like, my software includes texting. And so we're like, okay, but it's different.
Yes.
You know, and there's not a month that comes by that somebody doesn't. And I got a call literally about 45 minutes ago that said, yeah, we got a new system. We use their texting product. We want Zingit back. So, yeah. You know, there are other solutions out there. Our goal is to help you understand what's right for your practice. So if you're looking for a simple appointment reminder system, then there's some nice ones built in to systems like ChiroTouch. ChiroTouch has a for a practice management software, they have a fabulous appointment reminder system. But, you know, for offices that are looking to do more, that's where a company like Zingit comes in. So, you know, we love all the practice management companies out there. We're kind of Switzerland in that regard. We don't use the software. We just integrate with them. So chances are good, whatever you're using, we can make it work with Zingit.
Now, here's the thing. As a chiropractor, the chiropractic profession, the essence of chiropractic is communication and connection. We can use lots of philosophical terms, but the bottom line is that we're about communication with the body and people having connection, and those two things are keys for health and well-being. Same thing in business. If you don't have good communication and good connection in just about any industry with your prospects, clients, practice members, whatever term you're using, that will hurt your growth and their success of staying in terms of their outcomes and their probability of staying in care with you. If you increase communication, increase connection, which is one of the, I mean, that's the focus of what I've gotten out of Zingit, that's going to help you increase your impact on your community.
Yeah, absolutely. Connection, as I talked about, engagement, conversations, speaking to people the way you speak to your friends and family member, because most of the doctors I work with, those relationships, you know, they're the most rewarding ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the podcast to share this. This is going to go out to lots of people. And I'm also psyched that your team is going to be at Mile High just roughly 60 days or so from now, www.milehighchiro.org, August 16th to 19th. When you're there, make sure you connect with the people at Zingit at their booth. Talk to them about this. And by the way, just so I know, is there anything that you want to say while on the podcast of a way for people to connect or check out Zingit?
Yeah, I mean, I think the easiest thing is to spend 15 minutes with us. You can go to our website and schedule 15 minutes at your convenience. Over the years, we've just gotten really good at boiling down the uses to the product. We're respectful of your time. In 15 minutes, you can see it, get all the details, then ask a few questions. So inside of 20 to 30 minutes, you've got everything you need. And my commitment to the doctors out there is, you know, we understand with thousands of clients using our system where the value is. Share with us how your practice runs. Share with us your goals. If we can help you, great. If we can't, we'll be the first one to tell you, and I'll refer you to somebody that might be able to. So that's our commitment to the profession, because we want to get more patients under chiropractic care.
Well, and that's the bottom line for everybody, is that the world needs more connection, communication, and healing from within, and chiropractic is the number one way to do that. And this is the number one way for people to do that, so they can have connection with their clients. So thank you for taking the time. Look forward to seeing everybody at Mile High, August 16th to 19th, www.milehighchiro.org. With this episode, share it with a friend. We're going to put a link in it for the Zingit connection, so people will see that. You don't have to write it down. We'll have it in the podcast notes, so you'll see that there. And we look forward to seeing everybody on Higher Ground, August 16th to 19th. See you then. Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.